This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for September 30th. I'm Paul Plack. Cessna pilot centers are getting a new Cessna flight training system that covers both sport pilot and private. The new version is web-based, which could take full advantage of proposed FAA rule changes that would make brick-and-mortar ground training facilities optional for Part 141 schools. A powered parachute operator was not a licensed pilot, was carrying a passenger in an unregistered aircraft, and was flying low over a crowd when he hurt 8 people at a public festival September 7th. Local authorities have elected not to charge him. The FAA may be less forgiving. The White House is criticizing the Senate for funding more C-17s, but has stopped short of a veto threat. The Alliance for Aviation Across America has a new interactive website feature that allows visitors to quickly access information on the economic contribution of general aviation state by state. Pennsylvania will invest $6.2 million to fund improvements at 10 of its airports. Russian Helicopters JSC is ready to sell the new glass panel version of the Mi-8M. Airbus says if the airlines don't rebound, it may have to make further cuts in production. For the next 6 weeks, NASA is seeking ideas for new Centennial Challenge prize competitions. Some of them may go online, pending funding, next year. Republican Congressman Jason Chaffetz of Utah says he was given a hard time by airport screeners because he voted against allowing TSA employees to unionize. The screeners say he was given a hard time because he was being a jerk. And U.S. Airways says Captain Chesley Sullenberger, of Flight 1549 fame, will be returning to the cockpit soon and will also join the airline's flight operations safety management team. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, Michigan Congressman Vernon Ehlers of the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee comments on the bashing taken lately by general aviation and small airports. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.